Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We are getting set for Sunday afternoon baseball, Biloxi Shuckers and the Mississippi Braves. I'm Javik Blake, and we are joined for today's pregame interview by a guy who's brand new to the starting rotation in Shane Smith. Shane, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
How much fun has it been transitioning into a starter role? You made your first double-A start just a couple of days ago.
It's been great. I've been looking forward to it. They told me at the beginning of the year that lengthening out was happening, but starting role wasn't for sure, and they made that choice, and you know, I was looking forward to it.
What's it like on the mental side of things going into a starter instead of a reliever? Because as a starter, you know what day you're going to pitch.
Yeah, the preparation's a little bit different. Reliever, you're more ready, you know, every day. Starter, you can plan out your routine a little bit more, but it's the same thing on the mound. You're just trying to attack hitters and get ahead.
What's it like for you? Because you have not been in a starting role consistently since you were back in your college days at Wake Forest.
Yeah, it's kind of like riding an old horse. But it's good to be out there, throw the first pitch of the game, see a lineup for the first time, and kind of feel your way through the game a little bit more.
You talk about lengthening out, and you've lengthened out appearance after appearance after appearance. It seems like every time out, you're setting a new season high in pitches. What has that process been like working with the coaching staff on lengthening out?
It's just keeping in mind the workload during the week and the catch play that I have on days that I'm not pitching, and working with the staff here, making sure the weight room and the training room stuff is all taken care of.
It's also your first full year in Double A. You came up, made two appearances at the tail end of last year. What has it been like first full year in Double A and really getting acclimated to this clubhouse?
It's been great. The guys in there are a good time. Being in the bullpen and the pitching staff, we got a great group, and overall it's been great.
How fun is it working alongside manager Joe Arolt again? You had him as your manager last year in Wisconsin.
Joe's awesome. He's an entertainer, but he's also a really good manager and cares about his players and shows up every day. It's the same guy. He's great.
One of the big things as well is this is a collection of guys that you played with last year in Wisconsin or played with previously at various levels. How much does that help when you're getting to the upper levels of the minors, being surrounded by guys in a clubhouse that you've been with for a couple of years?
It's good, especially guys that were in Wisconsin last year and then come up to Biloxi before I did, and picking their brain at the end of last year and then picking their brain early this year about whether it's road trip stuff or lineups or guys that they saw last year, and just kind of getting that extra edge.
How much does that help you too with the non-baseball side of things, of just navigating life as a human being outside of baseball in Biloxi?
It's good. Whether it's places to eat or the golf courses that we go to, or overall just weekend stuff in Biloxi, it helps out a lot.
You have a former college teammate in Brock Wilkin alongside you on this roster, and you've already seen two more, and Bob Seymour and Antonio Menendez in the Southern League. What's it like having so many former Wake Forest guys in this league?
It's cool. It's cool. The Wake Forest roots run deep. I think we face one more next year, next week from Birmingham. Eric Adler is a reliever for them. He's a former Deacon. So really cool to see those guys after a couple of years and reconnect.
What's it like for you to see so many guys who you played with in college making it to the pro ball level and playing against them?
It's really cool. You see them from, when they're 19, 20, 21 years old to now being in Double A. Just the work that they put in over the course of their career, it's a testament to that.
What was it like facing Bob Seymour?
It's good. Bob's a great guy. He's a great hitter. And, just like anybody else, you just have to go at him. And if he hits it, he hits.
Does it put an extra chip on your shoulder facing him, knowing you were teammates in college? Does it add a little oomph of, all right, I got to get you out?
I don't know if I have to get him out, but, you got to put a good showing out against him, because, you don't want to give the at-bat away. No bragging rights.
Another big thing that you guys do as a pitching staff is there are an assortment of Nerf footballs, regular football, rugby balls. Last year out in the bullpen from Josh Spence, there was an Aussie Rules football ball. What is it like having so many extra assorted equipment things that aren't a baseball out there for you guys to warm up?
It's cool. It's cool. We kick a soccer ball around. We throw the football. Just trying to stay athletic and hang loose a little bit before we kind of get to work.
When you were a guy who played football in high school, had a couple of offers as well, does it scratch the itch a little bit to get back to playing football out there?
A little bit. I think as long as I don't put on a helmet, I won't start going crazy. But yeah, it's cool to throw around the football, throw some routes, kind of feel like I'm an athlete again.
Are you guys assembling a team of football players out there? Because Nick Merkel said he might be able to cut it in Washington State High School football as a tight end. You guys assembling positions? You're going to go 11-on-11 with another staff?
I think we've talked about who's like middle linebacker, who's our fullback, wideouts, corners, and stuff like that. I can't remember my position, but I think I'd be in the middle somewhere.
Who's commanding the quarterback position?
That's a great question. I think Justin Jaeger should be our quarterback. I think he spins the best ball, but I don't think he'd want to play it. But we'll see.
Shane, thanks so much for the time. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you got it.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shockers and Braves coming up next.